forgot to hit the record button. And here we see, though, that I turned to see the voice. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt or covered about the paps, which is up here, with a golden girdle. Everybody got that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So in symbolic form, the Son of Man didn't turn into a woman. He's still the Son of Man. But his bodily form on earth is a female.
Right.
Right? Which is us. Because it's the bride in all this. Because he said, I am Alpha. Now watch what he says. I am Alpha and Omega. Well, to begin the Alpha church age, Christ had just left. Because it started in AD 53. He left in AD 30. So he was there in physical Son of Man form, starting the church age. And then now here in the end time, now we know for sure he's not going to come back in physical form. But he is so physical in a bride. That river flows so good that we can see that we are an extension. We're not another Son of Man. We are the Son of Man made manifest on the earth as a whole. He was one man here. It's a many-membered body here to culminate and to make all this. They're waiting on us, as Brother Dale says. These people are not complete without us.
Amen.
That's why Brother Ram said, God's not complete without you. It's not that God is standing there with not a piece of him missing. No. He needs to be able to flow in his fullness. He needed a... Adam was a whole man. But there's no way he could reproduce himself. Zero way. The way God wanted it done. So he had to take a female, make a female, to do like what Brother Aaron been talking about, what Aaron was talking about a couple weeks ago. It took a female to receive seed to begin the progeny or procreation. Same thing with him. On the day of Pentecost, 100 little Jesuses were born. Within all these church ages, there's hundreds of thousands of little Jesuses that what's happened, see, it's not the loins of man, it's the Word of God.
Amen.
Spoken Word is the original seed. Right? But this man is standing. Now, there is no revelation of the Son of Man except for himself and in the end time. Everybody got that? There was no revelation of the Son of Man during the church ages. It was the Son of God, the spirit part of God, the Holy Ghost, like we were talking about last night, Michael, not that Michael, but Michael the Archangel, which was Christ in a form to fight with Satan in heaven before he came down here and got a body named Jesus. Okay? Potentially he was that. Like Brother Brown said, Melchizedek become Jesus Christ. What Moses saw walk by him in the Old Testament was the theophany of the man that entered the baby in BC 4 to be Jesus Christ, God Almighty in human flesh. Everybody got that? It's pretty simple. Okay. But John turns to see, and he's heard Jesus' voice forever. I mean, for 3.5 years, he heard him every day. So he kind of knew who the person was. But he sees him in a form that he has a girdle up here that covers his paps. Because, like, you know, you keep watching what Brother Brown says. One on the shoulder means something. One around the waist means something. There's different. When the judge or whoever walked in the court and they put a sack, it's kind of like the Roman Catholic Church does. And graduation. You see the regular people graduate and they have just a regular. But you see these with the red ribbons and the blue ribbons, and same way with the Catholics, and same way with, you can see if somebody has a doctorate degree and they walk up on the stage, you see if somebody walks up. I was noticing today the Georgia State Patrol had something in the paper, and the captain doesn't wear the thing up here like the Army. They have the stars up here for the Army. They wear theirs right here. So you can see and identify that this guy was a pretty high ranking because he had four stars on his. Well, see, you see, those are symbols to tell you what this person is and what position he has. So the position that God took through the church ages was female, a bride. He was bringing a bride to fruition by becoming the Son of God, entering into the people, but they would all die. Then there would be a new group come. Then they would all die. Then there'd be a new group come. Then it all die. But in the end time, being the Alpha and Omega, He comes in the end time. A prophet brings a message, and we see clearly, like we were talking about last night, the book of Revelations, start talking to a nominal person about the book of Revelation. They will, if, just excuse the expression, if they weren't a drinker, they'd start drinking, because they just do not, you know, well, Jesus saved my soul. Well, let's talk about Revelations 4. Well, Revelations, what do you mean, Revelation? There's too many of this and that, like Brother Adam even said, the guy told him, said, you know, John must have had a three pepper supper the night before, and what he was saying was he was having indigestion and having bad dreams. But it's clearly stated that John was to write what he saw and send it to these churches. And the churches are supposed to take it. But like I said last night, each one of these church ages, they lived that anointing and never knew they were in church age 4, church age 3. Irenaeus never stood up and said, I'm church age messenger number 3. No, he had an anointing for the time, preached his sermon, and the men, or the people, took that anointing and took it out to the church. All right? Columba, even like I said before, Columba passed away before the church age even started, but a church age is not just the seven stars. It's the people.
Right.
It's not. It is seven men that begins it, but it's not seven men that just, and that's all. God used them, because we're going to see right here that they were in the right hand. He had seven stars. And out of his mouth was a two-edged sword. What? It came through those seven men. And see, that's another thing. You start talking about denominational people, you start talking about putting men in these positions, and they'll just ridicule you to death.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Even though Luther is definitely the founder of the Lutheran doctrine, that's why they call it Lutheran, and they'll still tell you, no, that was just something that came up. I've talked to him before. John Wesley, oh yeah, he's a Methodist. But see, then you got Wesleyanism, you got all these different things that comes out of it. But like Brother Brown said, the man comes on the scene, preaches the pure message of God. When he leaves the scene, it just becomes chaos because the man's not there. And then the people take it and say, well, I think Luther told us to kill all the priests. No, Luther was saying you need to kill the doctrine that's in the priest, you know. Yeah. But they took the extreme. Same thing with Brother Brown. Same thing happened all down through there. When the messenger goes off the scene, that's when Satan gets in. Listen, the devil's been here almost as long as God's been here. Because God created him first. So the devil's been here through all this. And he's not standing down here at the end of the age going, I wonder what I'm supposed to do. No, he knows what he wants to do. Okay? He wants to get rid of us. Because he's standing there going, well, I don't know where they went. I don't believe the devil's ever seen the sixth dimension. I don't think God lets him roam around in that sixth dimension. No way. That's just for the people that are born again. That's Brother Brown said, the only thing here is perfect love. Mm-hmm. And Satan ain't there.
Right.
So that sixth dimension, when somebody dies, it's like I've always said before, the death angel comes to pick them up and this white light comes in the room. Michael comes in and goes, nah, this one's mine. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to take them? You were talking about last night. Mm-hmm. Satan has a railing accusation against Michael in the book of Jude. In the Jude? Jude 1, where Satan is disputing, well, where'd Moses go? And in other words, Michael looked at him and said, ain't none of your business. It's just not really any of your business. This one's mine. And he takes him into the sixth dimension, and then Satan says, I don't know where they're at, but I know where mine are. You know, so he's trying to gather his subjects, what the Bible says, in that other dimension. But just realize one thing for sure. God has took these seven church ages and he has protected a group of people. I mean, totally protected that group of people that died under their church age messenger. All right, all the way up to today.
That's right.
All right, we which are alive and remain. So we are here. We are the weak. All right. And I saw in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool. Yeah, there it is. With white like wool, as white as snow, Now, what did Brother Brown say? That was judgment. Remember the wig one, the one that put on the wig? That's divine judgment. His hair wasn't white. His hair was white, light wool. Jesus is not an old man. God ain't never had gray hair. Come on. God's never been old. If God's old, we're in trouble. Because we're supposed to be made in His image. Okay. I just don't think he's an old man there with white hair. Now, like I said before, if you watch some of the old English over in Britain, when they come into the court, the judge has got that white wig on. Right? Which Brother Branham says that's being a judge. He's a judgment. So now watch. So what a judge? You say, oh, that's Christ. Now wait a minute. He's in bride form right here. He's not in father form. You understand what I mean? He's in son of man form, or coming down through the bride. Because the Bible says that the saints will judge the earth. So the judgment's going to be through me and you. Listen, the first church age, yeah, they're going to be judged by Jesus Christ, but they're going to be, Paul says, you'll be judged by what I said. Mm-hmm. Irenaeus, he never probably said it before, but he probably come to a realization that man, or somebody did, and said, hey, that message he's preaching is the truth. And I'm going to be judged if I don't receive that. I'm going to be judged. Right. So, guess what? When you get to the white throne judgment, it's not just one God standing there with the books. It says thrones.
Right.
Brother Brown said, we'll all be standing around the judgment. Judgment. Why? Because we are the ones that God's going to judge the people in every age by. It's by the character of the bride in that age. Right? His hair was white as wool, and his eyes flame with fire. His feet like in defined brass. Brother Brown said, there's a divine judgment. As if they burned in a furnace. And his voice is the sound of many people. Waters is people. Alright? The sound of many people. Why? Because it's a many-membered body. Alright? He's describing the whole bride. He's really not describing Jesus Christ. He's describing the bride. What the characteristic of the bride is, because Jesus himself, the body man, is not coming until this is finished. And we're on over here in the millennium. Okay? So what he's in bride form, but it's his form. It's the form he chose to take.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went what? The word. The two-edged sword. The word. The word is what's going to do the judgment. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And man, him and he just, shined from through every church age. Mm-hmm. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, said unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. Now that can't be the Holy Ghost or the Father. That had to be Jesus, the Savior. Because he died. He did. He died. He literally, that body was dead. Brother Brown said it laid cold in the grave for 48 hours or longer. It laid in that tomb, dead. And it would have corrupted had not the scripture told him that he could raise back up within the 3 days. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death. Alright, so he's got the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. In other words, write what you're seeing now, which you did. And then the things which shall be hereafter, which thou hast seen, things which are, things which hereafter. The mystery, now watch, he tells us the mystery of the 7 stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the 7 golden candlesticks. Now, the 7 stars are the angels, are messengers of the 7 church ages. Now, no one knew. John penned this in AD 96. Didn't we say it in there, Schofield? 1896, John penned this. The seven stars were not revealed, though, until this man came and God revealed who the stars were. Because seven stars are the seven angels, are the angels of the seven churches, which then he revealed all the seven churches, put the dates in when they started, when they stopped. All right? And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. There's only going to be seven church ages. Okay? That's Bible. You can't make it no different.
That's right.
Now, we'll start right here just for a second, and then we'll back up next week. Unto the angel, or unto the messenger of the church of Ephesus write. I want you to notice something. Now, Jesus told us he's the Alpha and Omega, right? All right? Is that true? Now, let me borrow it. Let me see your Bible. I think it all the way over the first one. All right, if you don't have your Bible, listen to this. Now, it was Alpha and Omega, right? First and the last. So the first message and the last message, one was to bring the church ages in, one was to usher it out, right? So they have a common denominator. But watch, your Bible says, to the angel of the church of Ephesus. Okay? Write these things. Then he goes and says, to the angel of the church in Smyrna. To the angel.
Right.
So he's got to come to the angel for every one of them.
Yep.
To the angel of the church of Philadelphia. To the angel of the church of the Laodicean. It's always to the messenger first.
Right.
Okay.
And to the angel. To the angel. To the angel first. So that's why I want you to see, there's got to be, according to the Bible, I don't care what the people out there believe, I'm talking about message people that are, well, non-message people that are believing that Brother Brown wasn't the seventh church age messenger, that's okay, but there's got to be one.
Right.
Or the Bible's not complete. Because God has to go to the angel or messenger of this church, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, and this one.
Right.
That's why they got to deny the whole Bible or take it. There's no picking and choosing. There's no picking and choosing, because you're going to go say, well, look, it says in the first chapter, if this was the beginning, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. If this church age started with God giving a message to an angel to deliver to the church, then this message right here, doesn't matter whose name they put in there, there's got to be a seventh person come in this end time, and God's got to give him a message, and then he's got to take that message and give it to the church, or the whole Bible's wrong. Just throw out the book of Revelations, because that's the whole basis. Why did God put it in? Brother Brown said it was put in divine order. It was the last book of the Bible, and each one of these, he talked to the churches first. He identified who he was. If you've been reading your Revelation of Jesus Christ,
yes.
He's identifying who he is first.
That's right.
And where he is.
Right.
He's the Alpha and Omega, girt about the pap, so he's in feminine son of man, bride form, and he's going to give a message. He's going to give a message to a messenger, and that messenger's going to give the message to the people. Right. Now that's from here all the way through. He can't get about right here and go, wait a minute, this ain't working.
Right.
No, it's worked.
That's right.
That's why he made it that way.
Amen.
So whatever started here, I don't care if you, I really don't care if you put, if they say, well, I don't know about these, you know, denominations, I don't know about these, you putting these names in here. Forget about the names, read the Bible.
That's right.
He's got to send it to an angel.
Amen.
Of a church of Ephesus.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars. Now what's he doing? He's going back to the first verse and saying, hey, I still got them seven stars in my hand. Okay? They're mine to handle. Possession. So he owned them seven men completely. That's why Brother Brown said, He thought somewhere in here he was going to put Polycarp, right? He thought Polycarp fit the bill or fit the criteria, but the Holy Spirit said, nope, there's one thing I got against him. He was lenient toward organized religion of the day.
Right.
One little mark kept him from being the church agent. So if one little mark kept him, here we go. If one little mark kept him, then one little mark can't keep these people. It would keep these people out.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
One little mark.
That's right.
One little mark. Days of a cloud, whatever you want to say, one little mark would keep him out. That's what they're saying. That he made a mistake. God made a mistake by giving the message to this man right here. And he's a deceiver. Now, we've heard that now that he said that, that whatever they're saying is he's a deceiver. Please, be careful.
Right.
Be careful when you call him a deceiver. Because you know what you're doing? You're calling God a deceiver. Because right here, we're going to stop. We'll go upstairs in just a second. I think it's, what is it? 10:12. All right. And to the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars. So it's coming straight from God.
Yes.
To that messenger, to a church. Now, you're not the pattern now. I mean, if the pattern holds, I'm back to this again. If the pattern holds, we got to have a messenger here. Somebody's got to get that message from God.
Amen.
That's right.
To get us out of that Laodicean church age, because that's what Paul did.
Right.
Paul's message called them out of the Ephesian church age.
Yes.
Remember? Right. Bride's in no age. Bride, like you're talking about, the bride's sitting in heavenly places. So
Right. We've
been called out of this, but we still are in the characteristic. We're still in time. We're still in the age. We still got the characteristic of the age.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
But God says, I've got to have an angel, and I got to have a church, and there's a message to give to the church. Seven times to make him complete. So tell me where this person is. Well, we know, it's solidified in my soul that God spoke to this man right here and brought us a message.
Right.
Unique.
Right.
Because there's nothing left. There's not another one. He couldn't bring a message, fall off the scene, and another one step up. Okay? It's got to be him bringing the message and then us going on into eternity. Right? Unto the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Listen, God's word is going to be made manifest. Regardless whether you think it is or whether brother so-and-so denies it, God's word is going to be made manifest because he is walking. So, you know, we always say, well, the devil's walking up and down. Well, you know what? God is too. God was there first.
Amen.
He's going to protect his group.
That's right.
There's no doubt he's going to protect his group.
That's right.
And then we'll talk about this afternoon how he protects the group.
Right.
Because we'll get into the characteristic later, so let's go upstairs. Let's go now. It's 10:15, so we're good.
You know what's interesting too is